like it. There's a little addition. There's a little addition. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the rescreening.com podcast. I'm your host, rescreening.com's own Mark Eastman. And with me, as always, is co-host extraordinaire Shane Leonard.
Hello.
And beauty sound effects added to our jazzy intro music today. Today, obviously, we have to cover Rogue One, and I'm not going to call it a Star Wars story. So
no,
it's just Rogue One.
It's just Rogue One.
That's all you get.
Huh.
We also, as you know, if you've been listening to us, we have to catch up like quite a bit. So
yeah,
we did not even get to Hell or High Water last week.
Oh, right.
And I definitely feel like we've got to get to that because it is getting some attention.
Yeah.
You can't just skip over that and let it go. Yeah, it's nominated for stuff, and
yeah.
Jeff Bridges is nominated, and everybody loves that movie. And, you know, there's something about this is a year where, you know, if your ending is a little screwball, you get nominated. This is like an ending year. It's like endings of movies are pushing things because Hell or High Water. I mean, we won't ruin stuff, but Hell or High Water ends odd.
Yeah,
it just sort of stops. And
you like it?
We don't
have to review it at this second.
It does kind of just end. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just you know, for a lot of people, it's going to be unsatisfying, I think, because it's, I guess, like according to the tradition of movies, it's a little bit unsettling of ending, right?
Right.
It's just we're done.
You need that crescendo, and then the curtain draws.
This and there's done. Well, yeah, but also, I mean, you don't really, you know, let's say for Jeff Bridges' character,
right?
His character is clearly going, what am I doing here? What happened there? That's not a thing, right? And then, you know, La La Land is like the big ending-ness kind of a thing there. We're also going to be doing Manchester by the Sea today.
Yep.
And that's in the same boat, too. It just kind of stops.
It's
just kind of like this is when we were done filming. It's almost like you make a documentary of a guy and not for any particular reason. Because after the end of things, you got somewhere. But just because you want to watch him for a while.
Right.
And then you go, well, now we're done watching him. We have to stop filming this at some point because, you know, we're not just going to film him forever and the movie has to end.
Right.
And so it ends. But Manchester by the Sea is very much like that. If you're watching the movie, especially, I feel like almost everyone who goes to see Manchester by the Sea got tricked into it. And the number of people who really have a good idea of what's coming and then go see it anyway.
That's
a small number of people.
Okay.
Right. And as Casey Affleck just said last night on Saturday Night Live, it's crushingly sad.
Yeah. Right.
And
he sells it well
in his intro last night on Saturday Night Live. He could not say it's sad enough.
Right.
And it was almost getting to the point where he was like kind of bagging on it. And then so he had to keep saying, I mean, it's great and I love it and I'm very proud of it.
Right,
but like he
walk
had to keep
back a little bit.
Yeah, he had to keep like backtracking and then he'd go, but crushingly sad and horribly sad.
Right.
So if people go see that in the theaters, I feel like it, at least in part, most of the time,
yeah,
is because they don't actually know what they're
in for. I would love to see those trailers.
Because if you know what you're in for,
right,
and you go, yep,
I'm too happy. I need to bring it down.
Yeah.
Those trailers that make The Shining seem like a family comedy.
Right,
you know, I would love to see
right.
one that makes this seem like not a romantic comedy.
Like
but
anything.
Happy,
like
know?
Anything anyone would sit through on purpose, right?
Right?
And
right.
yet it is, you know, it's a good movie. We won't totally spoil things right this second.
Sure.
But we're also going to get to Moana. Because that came out. I should let you know the chat's not open. If you call us in, we're probably not going to take your call right now, right? We have too much to do.
Right.
We don't have time for your crap.
You should have called before.
But exactly, you should have called earlier.
We're
in
open
year.
Every
but
week.
Also, I do want to say that people have been sending in, as they do every year, which is just bonkers, like every year for the past few years.
Yeah.
Wanting to know exactly when the lists happen.
Guys, I love you.
The lists
Seriously,
are
these
big.
These are my
yeah.
people. These are the list lovers like me. You drag your feet every year, but you still do it. I get so up lists. Mine are ready, but I keep changing them with things that we see. But I'm psyched for the list.
So we have already gotten some emails.
This is great.
And especially because the Critics' Choice was so much earlier. So now we're getting some questions. We always get the emails. So when's it going to be? Because I want to know what it is.
Right.
But now it's also some emails. So when is it? And is it going to be different because the Critics' Choice was so early? Are you going to do it earlier?
Right.
And I don't know that we can or that we should, because there's going to be so many movies that we still have to cover.
We have to get through
all the movies first, because what I don't really want to do, we are probably going to have, if you take our best of the year list, then we have to do our worst of the year list, then we have to do our awards, right? If you take all of those, there are going to be some movies in there somewhere that we didn't get to cover.
Right.
But I don't think we should just jump on it right now and then go, probably half of these movies we haven't covered yet. We gotta get through the movies probably through at least two or three more weeks,
I agree.
before we have a chance to start into it. It's going to be like the middle of January,
like last year usually is.
Right.
Last year we went like the first week or two into January and did it. There was one year
because
where we were really late, but we were just...
Because it was after the Critics' Choice Awards, and we did it after that week, our best list. So it's probably going to end up being... somewhere around
about a month away, same amount of time. Three weeks away.
And, you know, we can... I guess clue you in a little bit if you listen, you know, to the next few weeks and have listened to the last few weeks, you're going to
know
where we are for a lot of the best,
right?
Not our particular order, except
for
mine, because I already said that I voted for La La Land
for
best picture, but our worst list could surprise
that
me.
That one's always,
I have a very fun list coming together for worst.
Yeah.
But still, it's the order, man.
I think the order for worst is pretty easy this year.
The order for, I think maybe my top three is pretty easy, right? But the rest of the 10 after that, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. I
mean, is this
worse than that? Yeah. Fine.
I
mean,
that's
at some point you're in the same category as like, which injury is worse than the other?
Yeah.
Familiar, go back to last year and listen to it again. Because that doesn't get us anything anyway, really. So
doesn't.
You might as well go do it.
Do people? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll go.
Do people when they're emailing in and they're asking for our list? So are they asking for a win list?